Checking on the Arts is made possible by the Orpheum Theater. Well, you know, our good friends at the University of Memphis Department of Theater and Dance, like all of our other performing arts organizations, are having to figure out new ways of bringing their art to the public, and something that they do every spring is the Senior Dance Showcase 5x5, and there will be a couple of live performances. And then there will be streaming available also, and that starts this weekend, actually this Friday. Michael Medcalf is Assistant Professor of Dance at the University of Memphis, and Ivy Wetherill is one of the performers, a senior dance major. Welcome. Thanks to both of you for coming. Coming to the Zoom, I should say.
Thank you for having us.
Like I said, this is something that you do every year. So, Michael, why don't you start and sort of tell us what this is about and how people can see it?
Well, sure, absolutely. We are delighted to introduce the world to our senior dance majors. This is the first group of dance majors that will be graduating from the program since its reincarnation as a dance concentration within the theater BFA degree. And this weekend, they will be presenting what I consider their journey through the program over the past 4 years, through a synthesis of ideas and things that they have learned over the past 4 years. So we're delighted to see what they've created. And so, as you're aware, we're in extremely challenging times right now due to the pandemic. And so, as we are creative people, we had to come up with ways, one, to keep our students engaged and working and creative, and two, to practice safety, social distancing. And so how do we do this? The 5x5 program is the brainchild of the head of our dance program, Associate Professor Jill Nee. And so she gave the choreographers a challenge by performing on a 5x5 platform in the middle of the breezeway on campus between the theater building and the music building. It will be fully produced in terms of lighting. There's lighting, there's sound, there's beautiful costumes, all created by the various designers within our department. And so they're getting the full enchilada, the students are. So we're extremely excited about that. The performances are this weekend, starting Friday at 7:30, Saturday at 2, and then again Saturday at 7:30. Tickets are free, but because of the limited seating, you're going to have to reserve your tickets by going to memphis.edu/theater and then go to purchase tickets.
Okay, now we want to mention that if you cannot be there this weekend, that beginning next weekend on the 26th and 27th, you're going to have streaming of this event available also.
Correct.
Okay. Ivy Wetherill is, as we said, a senior dance major. Hi, Ivy.
Hi.
So, as Michael just told us, you're one of the first graduates from this dance program that was really set up 4 years ago, I guess, when you started. What has this program been like for you, and what are we going to see you do in this concert?
Dancing in this program has been such a continuously surprising and rewarding experience. When I went into college, I really didn't know what I wanted out of dance. I just was like, I've been dancing my whole life, and since I've been doing it up to this point, I should probably keep doing it. And then I started working with Professor Jill Guy-Nee And Medcap joined us a few years later, maybe just 1 year later. And, you know, all the other professors on the staff, and they really taught me how to be an inquisitive dancer and a smart dancer. So it wasn't just about, like, mimicking whatever movement they were doing or trying to, like, nail it in an audition, but it was about, like, going inward and being knowledgeable about why I love dance or why I couldn't do something if I was running up against a problem, or how can I challenge myself to create the thing I'm imagining. And that just became so rewarding, not only in dance, but in life, where, you know, you're going through college and you, one day you're 17 and then the next day you're 22 and you're like, oh no, like, how did this happen? And, you know, learning how to be inquisitive about dance also taught me how to really, like, just tackle the problems in life that are so hard, even this pandemic. Like, you know, they gave us this challenge of 5x5, and it was this way where, you know, dance is really not an art made for social distancing. And so I thought, surely the pandemic was going to be the end of my career. I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't even started and it's over. And then they gave us this opportunity with 5x5 to create something socially distanced. And, you know, I was able to have a faculty advisor and send people all my videos on Google Drives. And I got this kind of, like, small glimpse of collaboration again. And it was such a rewarding experience to tackle that while also tackling this kind of, like, amorphous pandemic that I never thought I would have to experience. And it was so cool. And that's kind of what I landed on with my piece. My piece is a lot about what it's like to start something where you're just kind of continually starting over because you're not quite sure how to begin. I'm obsessed with this idea of, like, new beginnings and just trying to figure out how to start and how to keep going. And it's just about, like, those little moments where you're just kind of doing to see what catches, and then all of a sudden you find the momentum and you're moving. And that's kind of what this department and what being in this department during the pandemic has felt like for me, because it hasn't felt like I've been given busy work just for the sake of it, but it's really felt like all my professors are trying to create rewarding and, you know, deeply effective and knowledgeable experiences for us even through the pandemic, because I think that's what's so unique about studying dance. It can kind of happen under any platform and in any kind of world we live in. It transcends, like, worldly issues.
That's a good point. Now, as you mentioned, of course, you're going to be graduating shortly. Any ideas about where you're going to go from here?
A few. I definitely am interested in auditioning. Only some auditions are starting to open up now, so I've been submitting around, and then I'm actually lucky enough to teach right now. I teach at Beth Cross Center at the teenage level, and I love teaching. It's a super rewarding experience, and that's another thing they do at the program is there are so many classes on dance pedagogy and on how to be an effective teacher, and it makes teaching during college so much fun because I feel like I know what I'm doing. So right now I'm teaching, and I love that. But I'm interested in grad school. I'm interested in performing. So, I mean, we'll see. I'm kind of just, like, taking life by where the pandemic's going to let me go.
Yes, I completely understand that. We're talking about 5x5, the Senior Dance Showcase. There are live performances this weekend, Friday at 7:30 and Saturday at 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. in the breezeway between the theater building and music building. You know where it is. It's just south of Central. But you do need to get tickets for that. They are free, but you have to have reservations. So go to memphis.edu/theater and click on purchase tickets to reserve your tickets to the live performances. Also, next weekend, if you can't go there live, they are going to be streaming them on the 26th and 27th, pretty much 24/7. So you'll be able to watch them there. Michael Medcap, Ivy made a really good point, is that dance is such a collaborative medium, and you work so closely physically with other dancers and with choreographers and all of this thing. How have you handled that during this time?
Well, yeah, dance and the arts in general are definitely a collaborative effort. And the designers here within the department are so extraordinary, the professors as well as the students, that they're extraordinary and professional. And so being able to work with them has been fantastic. Again, they make us look really, really good. And so that makes us delighted for their efforts. And I also wanted to mention that, you know, as we are this weekend embarking on this senior dance project, we will be holding auditions for the program this Saturday starting at 9 a.m. We do ask the participants to register ahead of time, apply to the university, and also apply to the department. However, because it is such short notice on like being on the radio, those who are interested in applying to the program, to the dance program, just come to the studio at 9 o'clock and we'll take care of the rest.
Okay. Sounds good. And as always, you can get more information at memphis.edu/theater. The Senior Dance Showcase 5x5, three live performances actually in the breezeway between the music and theater buildings, Friday evening at 7:30 and Saturday at 2 and again at 7:30, and then streaming it next weekend. And you do need to reserve tickets because seating is obviously very, very limited. So go to memphis.edu/theater and click on purchase tickets. My guest today, Michael Medcalf, assistant professor of dance, and Ivy Wetherill, senior dance major, who will be performing this weekend. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.